Public school officials in Newton say they hope to teach tolerance, cooperation, and critical thinking, but those values have been put to the test in a 7-year-long fight over how Israel and the Middle East conflicts are sometimes explained to students. WBUR's Max Larkin reports.
This fight began with a textbook, one that was intended to show the Arab point of view on history and culture. In 2011, a Newton resident complained that that book made false statements alleging Israeli war crimes. Shortly thereafter, the book was removed from classrooms. But that wasn't good enough for Charles Jacobs.
Why didn't you go back and tell the students that this was a mistake on your part?
Jacobs is a longtime pro-Israel activist who lives in Newton. He leads Americans for Peace and Tolerance, a nonprofit group he formed to combat perceived anti-Semitism in American schools. He thinks the textbook incident revealed a systematic skew against what he calls the Jewish state in Newton public schools.
There is no really pro-Israel point of view there.
In 2013, in response to a related complaint, state officials said they found no violation of education law or policy in Newton's curriculum. But Jacobs and a small band of allies have been fighting the district ever since. They've requested piles of teacher emails and lesson plans to comb over in search of bias. Another group sued the Newton School Committee this summer. Their latest effort was the petition under consideration by the school committee Tuesday night. It demanded a transparent overhaul of the town's Middle East curriculum and the firing of its superintendent. The Newton South High School auditorium filled to capacity. Most attendees wore red stickers that said "Support Newton Values." Hundreds of current and former students sent a letter in defense of their teachers, and most parents spoke against the petition.
This is nonsense. This is nonsense and a waste of time.
Newton parent Paul Hartnett said that the group's arguments were distorted, even defamatory. Finn Flaherty, who graduated from Newton North last year, said he was disappointed that this hearing was even taking place.
We are a de facto segregated city with real problems, and here we are indulging in attempts to punish our teachers for taking a risk to provide a quality education to their students.
One of those risk-taking teachers is David Bedar. He's taught history at Newton North for 12 years, and he's found himself at the center of this controversy. Jacobs's group published some of his work emails this summer. One of Bedar's classes includes an elective focused on global politics in recent history, with a unit on Israel-Palestine that considers Palestinian claims to land. At the meeting, Bedar said that all of his teaching happens in a context.
The goal is not to advocate for any particular position, but rather to get students to move past simplistic arguments and one-sided narratives.
As Bedar wrapped up, he asked his fellow teachers to stand.
We teachers, we have lessons to prep. We have students to teach tomorrow. It's time for us to get to that job, our real job. Let's go get ready for class. Thank you.
As the group, including many of the meeting's attendees, left the room, the petition's supporters lashed out.
Everyone will get a chance to speak. Please be quiet.
One yelled, "Coward," as Bedar left the room. Another, a staff member at Americans for Peace and Tolerance, warned him about forthcoming legal jeopardy. Others saw the walkout, coming so early in the hearing, as proof of a mainstream intolerance, an unwillingness to sit for a balanced discussion. Like Judy Elovitz Greenberg, whose own children went to Newton South.
One teacher said, "Get up and leave," and they all got up and left. So that's the indoctrination we're getting here. And that's really frightening to me.
Meanwhile, in the lobby, Bedar greeted dozens of supportive students and their parents. He said it was proof that Americans for Peace and Tolerance just doesn't speak for most Newton families.
These are outside groups.
Bedar also questioned the group's motives.
We'll let people judge for themselves based on what they read. It's all available online. As I teach my students, consider the source and do your own research.
It's true that Jacobs has a track record you can find online. 10 years ago, he tried to block the opening of Boston's largest mosque in Roxbury. And earlier this year, a group of Greater Boston rabbis denounced Jacobs and Americans for Peace and Tolerance as the true face of extremism in our community. Rabbi Eric Gervis has lived and served in Newton for 20 years. He says the district's track record on teaching about Israel isn't perfect, but that he still supports them.
Mistakes have been made. Sometimes the school district has stepped forward in a timely fashion to address it, and sometimes, unfortunately, they have not. But that said, I don't believe there is systematic bias in the curriculum.
Gervis says he is concerned about anti-Semitism, but he sees it elsewhere, in the swastikas that have been drawn in Newton buildings, including Newton North, as well as in the massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue late last month. When Tuesday night's hearing adjourned, 4 hours after it began, the committee voted unanimously to deny the petitioner's demands. But Charles Jacobs says he's not done fighting. He points to evidence that he's winning over other area Jewish groups, like the Boston chapter of the Anti-Defamation League, and he suggests that his next move may have to come in court. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Max Larkin.